On May 21, 2017, graduates from Notre Dame walked out on the commencement speech given by Vice President Mike Pence. Mike Pence, known for his controversial policies, was asked to speak at Notre Dame grad, which provoked a resistance from a group of students. The walkout garnered in national media attention, reflecting a pattern of students outwardly expressing their displeasure with speakers associated with the Trump administration. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos received similar negative treatment at Bethune-Cookman University when she gave a commencement speech. NBC News, among other outlets, reported on the walkout that happened at Notre Dame University. Here's a clip from the report.
Thank you all. Father Jenkins, Board of Trustees, distinguished members of the faculty, family and friends gathered here, all who've come from near and far to share a special moment. And congratulations to a generation of promise, the University of Notre Dame class of 2017. We are proud of you all.
I spoke with Ziglali Estrada, one of the organizers behind the walkout. Estrada graduated with a degree in political science and Latino studies and was involved in various organizations on campus, including Latino Student Alliance, where she served as president. She told me why she felt motivated to plan the walkout and other details behind the movement. What was your motivation behind walking out on Mike Pence's speech?
I think we can't absolve Mike Pence from Trump's administration and what they've been promoting. I think that being VP is implicit or explicit. A lot of the information that we don't know are things that happen but behind doors we don't know. He's co-signing all of the policies that Trump's administration put out. And I think it'd be naive of us to think that just because he has a more even tone, that doesn't mean that he is in any way more compassionate or a better leader. So our decision to walk out was based on the notion that, like, you know, the power dynamic is completely skewed. Mike Pence is a commencement speaker. The platform has been given to him, and there's no place for us to discuss whatever disagreements we have with him. So first, that's out of the question, having any sort of, like, commiserating or sitting there to, like, listen to his ideas. We've listened to his ideas, and we've seen currently what's happening with, you know, the healthcare that they want to put forward that makes cases of sexual assault a pre-existing condition. That makes people with pre-existing conditions have higher premiums or at times even more difficulty to obtain health insurance. You know, we've seen that, and then we've also seen how our Betsy DeVos has, you know, continuously said that, you know, it's up to states' rights, which is, you know, coded language to say that, like, civil rights will not be upheld in our schools. To say that a child who is LGBTQ can be discriminated in a school setting and that the federal government will not step in is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's a violation of civil rights. So we really wanted to make, you know, a statement of, like, where we stand as individuals.
And how did you go about planning this out? Because it had taken a lot of effort to put everything together and get people on board. What were the steps you took?
This is all under a group called We Stand For. It was an umbrella group that started right after the election of Trump as the 45th president. And so we started a group called We Stand For, and that group was the one who, throughout the semester, we had different, like, rallies and protests. So first, we thought Trump was going to be our commencement speaker, because in previous years, the president has been invited to come to speak at our commencement when there's a newly elected president. And then when Pence got invited, I think it was a little more difficult to organize, just because people tend to see Pence as a little more respectable. Mm-hmm. So we just organized around the idea of him, and we went through a slew of what we wanted to do. Some people said they wanted to turn their backs, and that's been done in previous years, as we saw that also happen to Betsy DeVos. So we were going through different ideas. There was people who wanted to, you know, stay in the stadium and just have, like, flag, like, rainbow flags pinned to them. And I, like, really challenged the idea, because those ideas of, like, oh, let's pin, like, you know, rainbow flags to ourselves and, like, sit there and listen to the speech are really, like, demonstrative of performative allyship, of where, you know, you can say, like, you know, I really support LGBTQ rights, and I'm, like, going to do this, and I'll donate to the ACLU to show you how much I care about your rights, right? So we really pushed against that, and it was hard because walking out was a big decision. I think a lot of people did not walk out because they saw it as, like, well, I'm not going to walk out of my own graduation, and I'm not going to make my family come all the way out here and just watch me walk out. We really wanted to make, you know, a point of disagreement and make sure that it was clear where we stood.
I feel as though the walkout made it just so much more impactful, and it definitely made it something that stood out, and I feel like got the message across. Do you feel like there was a big following? Like, were you surprised with the outcome of people that decided to walk out?
So last minute, they had to change the commencement to an hour later. So that essentially made the order of the events a little different. So I had gone to commencement last year, and the main commencement speaker is usually the last speaker to go.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an awarding of the Lotari Medal, which is given. It's like the highest honor a Catholic can get. So that was given to Father Greg Boyle, the founder of Homeboy Industries. And he was going to speak because the person who was awarded a Lotari Medal gets to speak. Unfortunately, because of the order events and having to push the ceremony back an hour, Mike Pence got pushed forward to speak before Greg Boyle, Father Greg Boyle. So I think we lost some people because he spoke last, and just people that weren't willing to like miss out on his speech. So we learned that the morning of, so it was like a little hectic. But I think that, you know, we finally decided that it was like, oh, even if it's just us, cause it was a group of like six of us organizing, if it's just us, like, you know, we did the right thing. So it doesn't like really matter how many people walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people walked out like spur of the moment because, we all decided that we were going to, you know, we had the logistics planned out of when we were going to walk out. And so the moment happened, and we got booed at, like, really badly by crowd members. So by the family and friends of our, you know, of our peers, we got booed at. It was a really interesting dynamic because we got booed at and we got yelled slurs. I have a friend who's Black, and she got called the N-word, which was not... it was pretty disgusting, but
yeah. So
boos are fine, right? I don't care really about boos, but when you start calling people racial slurs that are rooted in the denigration of another person, that's, you know, it's pretty disgusting. It's a pretty, pretty remarkable show of lack of character morale. But yeah, so it was really interesting because they started booing. And I don't think a lot of people knew that in order for us to leave the stadium, we had to walk through the crowd. Like, we had to walk through where all of our family and friends were sitting, because they were booing us as we were walking out. But then when we got to the stadium, they stopped. It was really remarkable and almost like a testament of how people almost feel emboldened by anonymity and how they saw us and they could boo. I saw a woman who was booing when we were walking, and then when I got next to her, she stopped. So it's just really interesting, you know, like how people work. But yeah, it was like really awesome. I heard some stories of like, you know, people not wanting to walk out and then they heard the boos and were like, nah, I'm going.
So do you think that was your main opposition? Like, was there opposition when you were planning the walkout, like prior to all this? Like, what other kind of opposition did you face this?
I think one of the oppositions we faced was really, like, I don't want to say it was internal discord because we never really, like, argued. It was more of, like, we discussed, like, what kind of messaging did we want to put out? And then also, did we want to make this, like, what do we want to make this about? Like, for some of us, it was just, like, you know, like, I want to walk out. I want to show I disagree with him. If it gets some traction, cool. It was, like, nothing of, like, we want to make it like a super big deal. And then I think as we developed our ideas and as we saw of like how important this was becoming, given like more and more and more and more policies coming out that were really detrimental to, like, I think a lot of young people, because, you know, I don't know about you, but like this was my first presidential election I got to vote in. So for me it was like, okay, like, you know, wow, what a great turnout, or like sarcastically, right?
Yeah.
But I got to vote for this, right? Like, I didn't vote for him. I voted, you know, but I voted. And it's really unfortunate that, like, we see that a lot of the policies that are being implemented, especially around, like, climate change, their long-term impact will affect children. Like, that's the reality of it. So it's really, really unfortunate that people vote themselves in mind, when in reality, a lot of the policies that are being implemented take such, there's longevity to them and their effects. And I don't think we, in the United States, we vote enough like that. Like, we always vote, like, individually, like, oh, this is what I like, this is what I like. And I try, as an individual, I try to vote with, like, community mm-hmm. purpose in mind. Because likely, as a college-educated woman, I'm going to law school next year, I will not be in poverty. I'll have access to healthcare. I'll have access to, my children will likely have access to private education. I might not have to use the public education school system. There's a lot of things that are, like, protective factors in my life where I won't have to need, like, social welfare. But I'm very fortunate and privileged in that regard. And I cannot vote with only myself in mind, because then I am, like, devaluing the value of my fellow human being.
That was my interview with Ziglalia Estrada discussing the walkout on Mike Pence's commencement speech at Notre Dame's graduation. This is Dallin Miller recording for KCSB News.